Natalia has worked at this bread factory in the town of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine for 13 years. Russian forces are slowly getting closer. They are first firing artillery shells and rockets, then moving in on nearby villages. The closer they get, the more tempted the mother of two is to leave.
I'm very worried for myself, for my family, for the children, for my job. It's frightening going to and from work because I hear the explosions in the distance. I love my job and have many friends. I don't want to leave them.
The bread factory is the largest and oldest business in town, employing around 200 people. They supply bread to many surrounding villages, but the amount of customers is shrinking as they flee the slow Russian army advance. Volunteer delivery driver Andrei is a brave man. After loading up his van with freshly baked loaves, he heads out of town towards the front line. We follow him along isolated, empty country roads to a village near the Russian army-controlled town of Khorlivka. The village shopkeeper and few people still living here have been waiting for his delivery for 3 days.
Over there, closer to Toretsk, the whole field has been shelled so heavily, it looks like they were digging it. Go have a look. But it's so loud there, and there's still people living there. I don't feel particularly afraid. People need bread. They have to eat. If they shell me, so be it. This is war.
The village sits in between the advancing Russian army and the Ukrainian military defense dug in across the fields. The trains stopped coming here in 2014 when pro-Russian separatists seized control of the next city down the tracks.
It's terrifying. There are explosions constantly. Getting food to us is dangerous and there's never enough. We feel surrounded because they shoot from this side and that side. All of those who are left here are old. There are no medicines available, no buses, no transport here.
We drive to Toretsk, swerving between piles of soil heaped on the road to try and slow down any Russian army advance. In a nearby village, we find homes destroyed. The Ukrainian army tell us that this village has been hit by Russian artillery a number of times in the last week. They say at least one civilian has been killed in these strikes. The most recent strike was this morning, a number of civilians injured. The soldiers here tell us that the Russian positions are around 7 kilometres from here. Ukrainian soldiers say Russian forces are trying to destroy a radio antenna, but so far have only succeeded in destroying lives. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Eastern Ukraine.